Today's gospel is that wonderful story told us by St. John of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, with Mary and Martha, were perhaps the nearest thing Jesus had during his ministry to a welcoming earthly family. He moved out of his home in Nazareth and initially made the headquarters of his mission at Capernaum on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. We know that he found little success in Nazareth. He was reported as saying, "A prophet is not without honour, save in his own country, in his own house." We know little about Lazarus. There are only two sets of references to him, both in St. John's Gospel, in the 11th and 12th chapters. There is also a story of another Lazarus, Lazarus the beggar, but this is only given us in St. Luke's Gospel. Our story of the raising of Lazarus from the dead comes from the 11th chapter of St. John. And here there is what appears to be a small anomaly in the story. It starts by telling us that Lazarus was ill. He is described as a man of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And our story goes on to add further clarification by saying, Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Mary is referred to as Lazarus' sister. Later, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." We may assume that there were close family ties between Lazarus and Martha and Mary, although we must remember that in the times when the Gospels were written, the words brother and sister could indicate other close family members, such as first cousins. What then is this anomaly? Our story of the raising of Lazarus